to the rhythm.
I'm chained to that rhythm too. Yeah. Katy Perry and Skip Marley. Thanks for your time contribution on that track too.
I wonder if her job in the future could be done by a robot.
Katie's?
Yeah.
I thought she was a robot.
Well, I suppose with that auto tune, occasionally, you know, people do sound like robots.
Yeah, they do.
I am a robot breakfast radio presenter.
Oh, we could.
We could be outsourced.
We could actually have a lie-in.
Yeah.
Put the robot radio on. Or is it a radio robot?
Ooh. Semantics. I think, exactly, but you control it. You might maybe type in what it would say from home.
What? So it's technical.
Yeah.
Welcome
yeah.
to breakfast.
I think we could...
Nah. No, it's not making me feel good, though. No, that's the thing. Not. Breakfast radio, I think our purpose is to make people get out of bed and go to work and do these sort of maybe things they were not looking forward to and feel good about it.
Yeah.
We're tricking them. Yes. Well, are you worried, Claire, that your job is going to be done by a robot in the future? Do you think your job can be done?
There are aspects of my job that are already...
like speaking.
I like... that are done by a machine.
Yeah.
Not a machine, computer. But you know, a computer.
Right. Mm. But yeah. Do you think, are there things that you do in your job that you think just could never be done by a robot?
I think the people aspect of it.
Yes. The communications.
The comms, yes. And the, you know, managing people.
Right. Could never be, is that what you do?
Throttle them, sorry. yeah, there's that. Yeah. Which can't be done by a robot.
Right.
Because they don't have feelings. Actually, neither do I, so maybe.
maybe you are a robot, Claire. I have wondered. apparently, you know, there's this whole thing, we're going to lose 40% of our jobs to robots in the future.
That's a lot. That's a huge percentage.
47% of US jobs could be automated in the next 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then further down the article, because I couldn't bother reading the whole thing. It's in the age.
Why would you?
It's massive. It says, not 40%. It's probably more likely to be 9%.
Yeah, but isn't that happening already?
Yeah, already slowly like taking over.
Manufacturing. Like, we use robots in a lot of the things that we do already.
That's right. And, well, you know, we're going to have driverless cars, so Uber's going to be out of business and
taxis.
That'd
be good for me.
It would, actually. You could finally drive.
Oh, hang on. Do I still have to steer it?
No, that's the whole point. I don't think you do anything. I think you get in, switch it on. It probably doesn't even bother to do that. It knows that your ass has hit the seat, off it goes.
Yes, I am down with that.
You like the idea?
Yeah, well, shouldn't we have them already? It's 2017.
You're right. I bet my girlfriend wished that there'd been driverless cars last Friday because she got rear-ended.
Oh.
By a lawyer in a red Bentley.
Oh. A red Bentley.
Yeah, and a really old one. They're very heavy.
Yes, that would have caused...
Went right up a jacksy.
A lot of damage. Did they swap numbers?
They swapped numbers and addresses. And it was because a police car was coming into the intersection, so she had to brake to avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, this is a good one. This is like scruples or something. And then the Bentley went up her bottom. Who do you think is to blame? Is it the police car? Is it my girlfriend? Or is it the Bentley?
It's the police.
Oh, interesting take.
What were they doing?
Well, they were chasing somebody, but obviously...
then it's the criminal's fault.
Oh, we've got to track the criminal. But they had to stop chasing the criminal because they had to because the crash had occurred.
So they caused a crash, though.
They did.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, but, you know, who's going to... Well...
Who's coughing up for that?
Exactly.
The Bentley guy, I'd assume.
Yeah, I think he's realised that. But I think he's going to go to the police. It's all...
Just a
nobody wants to take responsibility. Now, we're talking before about robots and could you lose your job to a robot?
Yes.
In medicine, it's all getting quite scary.
Oh, is it?
In the Herald Sun today, there's...
Oh, must be true.
A surgeon, he's wearing like Google glasses. Uh-huh. So it means that he can... So it's like he's connected to the internet, if you will, while he's peering in somebody's bits and pieces.
What's he checking on his Facebook page?
Well, that's what I would worry. What he's supposed to be doing is checking in on the life signs, you know, the heart thing and the blood thing. And
what are the glasses doing, though? Shouldn't he as a person be doing that?
Well, no, you've got to look over to the machine over there to see what the vital signs are.
But then you've got the people.
Yeah, but no, he's just using his glasses. He's got it going on in his glasses the whole time. But I would worry that you might think, can I just quickly check my Facebook? You know, a long operation. Some of them go for hours.
Days, even. They have to switch surgeons. They go for days.
Yes.
I'm not sure which one.
So if he's got these different windows open on his glasses, you know, his Facebook and his Twitter and
Instagram,
his work email, and so yeah. he might just go down that tunnel.
He might get a little confused. But hang on, where are the nurses?
Well, they're probably checking theirs as well. I don't know. They've got their phones on.
Oh, gosh. No, I'm not keen, Gillian.
The day that an iPhone gets left in somebody's wound is when we probably know we've got to worry.
That might well have happened. Who the hell knows?
No, you see, they kill those stories before they get out. Don't want things like that getting out.
Well, they pay people.
Yeah.
Compensation.
Hush money
for your iPhone.
I'll tell you something that's not terribly uplifting.
What's that?
Well, you know, we talked about, you know, robots. Can robots take over our jobs? We talked about the surgeon that's using Google glasses while they are operating on somebody, supposedly to check their vital signs, but probably more likely to be checking their social media.
Yes.
Well, there's another way that technology is taking over people in medicine. Well, it's not actually technology.
What is it?
Animals. I know a radiologist, and they're amongst the biggest paid. You got anaesthetists, you got radiologists. They're the one that looks at the x-ray and what have you and tells you what you're seeing. You know, they translate.
Do they do the x-ray?
No, they get a radiographer to do. Stay with me.
A
radiographer to do then the radiologist, who's the big cheese, comes in and goes, "Oh, you got that. You got an iPhone stuck in your rib cage."
Do they have a Yorkshire accent?
Some of them
All
do.
All of them do.
I'm sure they've got one or two in Yorkshire. It's grim up north, as you like to say.
It is.
But I've been told by a radiologist that pigeons, and I do not know how they found this out, are better at detecting tumours on an x-ray than radiologists are. Pigeons are brilliant at it.
So hang on.
I'm sorry.
Let's take a step back here.
Let's go way back.
So you've got the x-ray.
Yeah, there you go.
The flippy floppy
board. I'm holding
board.
It up, yeah. Put it up on the board.
All right, because you have to put it up against light to actually see it.
That's stage one, isn't it?
Right, that's stage one. So what happens? You let a pigeon into the room and it pecks at the board?
I don't know why I didn't inquire more as to the actual process.
Yeah, I would.
Or it may be, say, like it's on a screen. Let's say it's on a computer screen because everything is.
Okay, yeah.
And you put the little pigeon on the desk.
Yes.
And it goes, it sort of pecks.
At?
The tumour. So it goes, oh, there you go. Yeah, there's your problem.
But hang on, isn't that what the
radiologist is supposed to do? It gets paid squillions to do that, and a pigeon comes straight in and can see it more clearly. So they're worried about losing their jobs to pigeons. Obviously, don't quote this on me. I might be generalising.
I think you might be, I don't know what you're doing, but I feel like maybe some more information is
needed.
Yeah,
I'll go back. I'll go back to the source.
Yeah, because I have a few questions that I'd like cleared up.
I think quite possibly she's not telling me too much because, you know what I mean?
She's scared.
If word gets out. She's going to be redundant. Pigeons.
Who knew?
They're going to be taking over your job. I know. Incredible. Maybe they just got lucky.